Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Unbeaten in seven, Tom, has a pretty good ring to it, doesn't it?
No, it does, Schulze. It's good to hear. And the guys have played well, and they played hard, and I'm really happy for them.
You've won and tied all seven of these games kind of in different ways. Second half of the season, finding diversity in ways to win is important, isn't it?
Absolutely, and typically the second half of the year, you know, you're not going to have as much success on your power play. Things get a little tighter defensively, so you do have to find different ways to win.
What has been one mainstay in your mind, though, in these seven?
Oh, I don't know, Brian. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. One is I think we're possessing the puck well. Two, I think we're getting a lot of shots on net and a lot of shot attempts, which I think obviously helps your overall offensive game.
Mike Bitzer was the WCHA Defensive Player of the Week. Back-to-back shutouts are rare. Everyone saw what he did last week in those two games, but what kind of a goalie is he in practice?
Well, I think the biggest way to probably describe Bitz is he's a competitor. I mean, he just does not want to get beat, and he competes for every puck, for every shot. He doesn't want to see a puck in his net in practice, and you know, he plays that way on Friday and Saturday nights as well.
Last year it was known for most of the season that Huntsville was going to finish 10th. That's not the case this year. Overall, long-term for the league, this is a good thing, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and they're going to get better every year. I mean, that's just the way it's going to happen. You're going to get more experience. You're going to get probably better recruits than the ones and the seniors that you're losing, mostly on the early stages right there for Huntsville, and that's what's happening. So they're already very competitive, and they're only going to be that much better next year, and quite honestly, it's going to be tough to play there next year. They're going to be a year older. Another recruiting class is going to be under their belt. And the freshman group, which is a very good group for them this year, they're getting a lot of ice. They're going to be sophomores. So they got a good hockey team. And, you know, I'm glad they didn't get a piece of us because they're going to bloody some noses the second half.
More of Tom Ceritori when we return the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schulze with Tom Ceritori of the Beavers. Ruslan Padan had a pair of goals last Saturday. He very easily could have been the defensive player of the week if not for Mike Bitzer. Does he have the hardest shot, the heaviest shot on your team?
I would say so, Schulze. I mean, we have a couple guys who can rip it, but you know what? Ruslan probably does take the cake right there. Obviously, that shot that the third goal on Saturday night was just a missile, and you know, he can score that way, and there's not many times he doesn't get a shot off either.
What are the physical attributes needed to get that much on a shot?
Well, I think a lot of it is just timing. I mean, he's just got great timing and good whip to his shot, and it's not necessarily, again, a strength factor or size factor either, because you know, you got a guy like Luke Erickson and Brendan Cook had two of the best releases we've had here at Bemidji State, and they're not overly big guys.
Lake State has a new coach. How long does it take you and the rest of the staff to get a comfort level kind of on what a new coach wants to do and what to expect out of their teams?
Well, I think you need to play them a little bit. I think that's first and foremost, Schulze. We haven't played Lake Superior State with Damon Witten in charge, so this will be the first two games. So we'll probably have a better idea of Lake Superior State after this weekend.
They've been better as of late. What are they doing well?
Well, I just think, again, they're getting acclimated to the new coach. I'm sure they have a lot of structure in place right now, and you know, they're figuring things out. I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of trial and error early in the year, and I think right now their lineup's probably stabilized and their systems are probably stabilized.
It's a lot of history with Lake State hockey. There's a lot of history in this building. You walk in this place and it just feels like hockey, doesn't it?
It is. It's a great hockey rink. And, you know, as far as hockey rinks go, I think this rink and, you know, McGinnis Ice Arena and Michigan Tech are probably two of the classiest, nicest, whatever you want to call it, hockey rinks in the country. They just reek with character. They kind of obviously are like the Fenway Park, Wrigley Field type hockey arenas.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.